It's ironic you say that, Nick DeWolf and what he had. Now we talk about what has technology done great for us and what has not, right? And I listen to stories about trying to be a ski coach and keeping phones, the kids' phones, off the hill away, instead of when they're going up the chairlift, they're on the phone instead of talking or thinking about, and just the challenges of all that. And we all is having the discipline to use it but not abuse it. And
Well, I and you're my big adventure right now. Of course, I'm running an animation studio in the metaverse, and all the worlds are crossing over, and visualization, everything's just changing right now. And I feel like for me, my big thing is, and I think I use Nick DeWolf as a perfect example, because he used technology to control water. He used digital and physical at the same time. That is the magic that needs to happen. It can't be one or the other. It has to be both. And how creative you are, and how you put them together, and how they get used, that's what happens. And right now, it's just the buck, the quickest buck. Get it out fast, make money, and move on. Well, you're going to trash people when you do that. And that's exactly what's happened. I mean, Facebook, as great as it is, because I get to talk to people I haven't really talked to in a long time, schoolmates and whatnot. It was designed to kind of bully on people and pick on people, which is weird. And yet most people don't really remember that. They forget that, And it's like, to me, a lot of this technology is, it needs to be more about, it's like Tom Crumb, how do we approach how we use this stuff? And I feel like you can't say it's bad or it's good, it's both. But what's the worst about it is, how do you use it? And kids, we don't do this in class. We teach algebra, we teach this, we teach that. We don't teach how do you approach the internet, how do you approach social media. No, you're just on it. You're on it. Kids are on it as early as what, fifth grade or whatever, And I feel like you need, just like Coach D taught you how to think and then you applied, I feel like the same thing needs to happen to the internet and all this stuff, And I don't know how you do it, but I do know that I could make experiences that do that, that do get people out there and exploring all this stuff. And then they start to go, hey, wow, this is kind of cool. I'm here, but I'm not. You know what I mean? And you can learn about cultures. You can learn about a lot of different things. I mean, the opportunity is huge. But to dive in fully into technology is, that's scary to me,
And I think that's probably that finding that balance, and is so hard. And I can't imagine what it must be like for a parent, to try to control that, right? And when it's just, and hopefully maybe it's swung so far over that it will swing back. Maybe the next generation will say, you know what, I've had enough of that. And I don't know, gotta
Oh,
have hope.
I think what I'm hoping for is to, I'm looking at getting invested. Some folks are looking at investing in some of these projects. And I'm hoping that what I can do is put out a couple, I mean, I've done stuff for Disney and Starz and BBC. So I've done a lot of things that show traction and have interfaced with folks and changed, was another way of marketing and that kind of stuff. And I feel like if I put something out there that connects in a very interesting way, just the fact that it does that, and that I'm not just out there for bucks, but that I'm in to get people to the ideas to explore physically and digitally at the same time. Like if I do a cooking thing, I'm gonna want people to go get ingredients at the Asian market, at the Hispanic market, at the, you know what I mean? To get experience and to go in and ask and talk to these folks, and then come home and cook a meal and use the app to do that. So you end up with this sort of, so geocaching is a really popular thing. I don't remember, it used to be popular, where you'd go, someone would put a little map up and you'd go to these points and you could find a little trinket or of some sort of a gift of some sort or something. But you could do that now where it's ingredients that you get, you go out and hunt. And so it's a matter of how you sort of approach the presentation of this stuff. And I feel like if I could do this in a interesting way, folks can, they will naturally gravitate towards that. Do you know what I mean? It's the hate and the anger and the vitriol stuff that's going back and forth. It's just so negative.
Yeah.
You know, and it doesn't need to be.
Yeah, I think it's just a shift. You know, a shift, and I think that there is also a hunger for the realness of what you're talking about. You know,
I also do think though stories like yours about the Olympics and stuff, and how do you move on? How do you step on from something like that? You know, and it's the same thing with social media. When someone does this, how do you move on from that? You know, and I feel like that's the key, is how do we move on? How do we push through these things? And as an athlete, you do that all the time.
Yeah. I learned in the restaurant business early on when I got into it by my mentors, and they were great. These guys were, you know, the surf guys that started TS Dukes, uh-huh, and Joey Cabell with Chart House. They to this day I use them in business. They've helped me so much, and you got to pay that forward too. It's my responsibility to do that now. But they were so great about say, you know, everybody in your organization should have a mentor. It really hit me so hard, you know, probably 10 years ago, and something we try to aspire to right now. So everyone has someone that they can go to for that. And I think that maybe as athletes, we learned that early on. I mean, we had Coach D's. I had those people in my life. Peter Loram, who was the director of the ski club and still one of my best friends to this day, was a mentor that I used in that capacity. I have an accountant I've had for 50 years, a tough old cowboy, and I don't do anything. I walk away from the altar if he tells me, you know, it doesn't matter how invested I am. I love that, right? But I think those are important people to have, we all of us in our life, so that kind of a mirror and help us grow.
That's a good idea, because, you know, everybody thinks I can do this on my own, and the idea isn't about doing it on your own. Yes, eventually you are going to be doing this on your own, but you need advice, you need help, you need to, and the idea is, where do you go for that? How do you do this? That's what you need to learn how to do. You know what I mean? And I feel like that's the stuff that slips through the cracks. That's the actual, when you talk about life skills, those. Yeah,
you know, to do it, you also gotta show some vulnerability.
Right, exactly.
I don't have it all dialed.
Yeah.
I gotta say, hey man, and you got somebody. Right, and you got to fake it till you make it in a lot of life, but at least in this one, I can just let myself down and go, man, I need some answers here. Help me out. So you got to help in your life with that.